And there are also tons of collaborators everywhere you go. Hundreds of thousands of people ready to work with you to achieve your epic mission. That's not something we have in real life that easily, the sense that at our fingertips are tons of collaborators. And also there's this epic story, this inspiring story of why we're there and what we're doing. And then we get all this positive feedback. You guys have heard of leveling up and plus one strength and plus one's intelligence. We don't get that kind of constant feedback in real life. When I get off the stage, I'm not going to have, you know, plus one speaking and plus one crazy idea, plus 20 crazy idea. I don't get that feedback in real life. Now, the problem with collaborative online environments like World of Warcraft is that it's so satisfying to be on the verge of an epic win all the time that we decide to spend all our time in these game worlds. It's just better than reality. So far, collectively, all the World of Warcraft gamers have spent 5.93 million years solving the virtual problems of Azeroth. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It might sound like it's a bad thing. But to put that in context, 5.93 million years ago was when our earliest primate human ancestors stood up. That was the first upright primate. Okay, so when we talk about how much time we're currently investing in playing games, the only way it makes sense to even think about it is to talk about time at the magnitude of human evolution, which is an extraordinary thing, but it's also apt, because it turns out that by spending all this time playing games, we're actually changing what we are capable of as human beings. We're evolving to be a more collaborative and hardy species. This is true, I believe this. So consider this really interesting statistic. It was recently published by a researcher at Carnegie Mellon University.